Hey.
Is there like a IMAX in Naples?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few. So say hi, what's up? Oh, the sun.
Hey, what's up?
We gotta wait till we take a turn because the sun is like right in our face.
We gotta wait, okay.
We're on though, we're on.
Oh, we're on. We're on right now.
That's Chris Kattan with the sun in his face. Sorry, I can't change the sun.
I can't either. Neither of us can.
We just left Fort Myers, iHeartRadio.
We did. It was fun. Now we're driving.
He's catching up on his social.
Fun.
Catching up on his social media. We're going on a couple more radio stations, and if you don't come this weekend, then I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just kidding. Because I got a lot. Hey, we got a lot of friends up north too, but of course in Naples, Florida, off the hook. Chris Kattan's performing with Becky Robinson. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, look, the sun is being...
laughs.
Sun is being blocked.
It's being selective. Here we go.
Yes, it's being blocked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the sun really does make a difference. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so holy.
Look at Chris. You look so sexy today.
Do I?
I don't know. It's a good thing to say.
Sure.
It's nice, you know, being polite.
I don't know if saying sexy is a polite thing.
Ah!
It's okay. I like it.
Good morning, Diane Walsh. Aaron Clark
good morning,
in the house.
Diane. Oh, yeah, let's name it that way.
Hi, Gladys.
Good morning, Diane Ward.
She's one of our longtime customers at Off the Hook. She comes all the time. Yeah, she comes to.
Well, I hope you come to the show tonight, Diane, or this weekend.
She'll probably be there. She's there all
hello,
time.
Hello, Aaron Clark.
Clark and Guy Clark. Say hello.
Hello, Guy Clark. Good morning, Chris. Love Off the Hook. Good. Good to know that. She comes with me a lot.
Yeah, she comes all the time.
You must have a lot of regulars, I'm sure, right?
We have tons. Tons. Oh, FHP right next to us. We're not doing anything, officer.
We aren't, are we?
No.
We were talking to the thing. Is that illegal having the camera up here?
I mean, I don't think so. We're not doing anything. It's just any different than driving down the road.
It's a state trooper.
Yeah, it's a state trooper right next to us.
They're not going
to
pull you over there. Well, they would.
Maybe he wants an autograph.
Do whatever. Yeah.
He wants us to sign his...
pull.
Sign this receipt right here, please. We need your autograph.
Oh, Florida Highway Patrol.
Yeah,
right?
It's a state trooper. It's a state trooper. Yes, sir.
It's not a fancy car. I think the cop cars are fancy. It's probably a fast car.
It's souped up, I'm pretty sure.
I bet it's really nice inside.
If we raced them, we would lose.
Well, if he has a fire stick...
He definitely has a fire stick.
He's a cop.
Yeah, cops have all the...
They, cop has all the good news.
Exactly.
That's the first thing I would say if I got pulled over. Do you have a coffee and new Star Wars?
Hey, Daniel, what's up? What up?
Hey, Daniel.
Jane is in the house.
Jane's in the house. Hi,
Wesley,
Jane.
What's up, good? Wes?
I'm on camera. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
Hi,
can...
Wesley. Hi, Jane.
And Jay.
Hi, Jane Heffelinger.
Jane's the best.
Oh, yeah?
Jane, are you coming out this weekend with a group of crazy women, like always?
Are they crazy, or are they just fun?
Oh, she's a blast.
Yeah.
They always have a good time. So much so that I had to put them in a special seat in the corner.
Because they're always in trouble?
Yes, very much. All right. She said she's maybe coming.
Maybe?
Yeah, we only
That's
get a
not
maybe.
Enough.
We're only getting a maybe.
Maybe's a tease.
It's warmed up drastically. It's 58 degrees now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What was it, like 40?
It was like 42 this morning.
Was it really?
Yeah. Well, you slept in the extra hour?
It wasn't like I slept in that long. I slept
no,
in an extra half
in
hour.
In your defense, you got in at late, though.
That was my defense.
1:30, right?
Yeah, I got at the hotel like 1:30.
1:30.
So.
Gaetano, what's up, buddy? Long time no see.
What's up, Gaetano?
Yeah.
Gaetano. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Jason.
Jason's in the house.
The small house.
Oh, we're in the car. What are you going to do? Tune in to 96K Rock. We just left 105.5 The Beat. We missed Gator Country this morning. But,
We did.
Tomorrow we'll be back with Becky Robinson, and she's performing Sunday night.
Is she not here tonight?
She's here tonight.
Oh, she is tonight.
Okay. She's opening up the show for you.
Yeah. I figured that, but I didn't know. Yeah. You said tomorrow, so.
Tomorrow we're going to do radio.
Oh, we are doing radio? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then that'll be fun. Yeah, sure. You guys want to ask Chris a question before we go?
We did 101.9.
We missed that one.
Oh, we did. We missed that one, right.
That's Gator.
What did we do?
105.5 The Beat. The Freak Show. My peeps.
That wasn't even on here, I guess.
Yeah, it's the second one. Scroll down.
Clear Channel, WB.
That's it, Clear Channel.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to 96.1.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to ask a question to Chris, now's your shot.
Yeah, ask me a question if you have a question.
If you don't ask now, forever, keep your peace. This is the dash cam, the captain's log.
Her name's Catherine, too, by the way.
Oh, your assistant?
No, Adam Kennedy's.
Yeah, assistant?
Assistant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little warm. My heat warmer's on. My seat warmer's on this way. Do you want me to seat warmer
up? Okay. No, I'm good.
It feels good on your back.
That's okay.
Yeah. Everyone just got really silent. They're afraid to ask you a question.
Really?
Yeah. Because
they're all thinking.
Edward! Ed Pike in the house!
They're like, I didn't know this live.
Right. They didn't. They can actually see me.
Oh, there you go. Oh, come on. Hello.
Hi, Samantha.
Samantha.
What's up, Ed?
Hi, Edward.
If you want to ask Chris Kattan a question, you better get asking.
Diane, I'm looking for tickets for tonight. Diane wants tickets.
Diane, direct message me. I'll hook you up.
DM me.
DM me, and I'll give you a promo code. That'll give you a little discount so you can come out and laugh tonight. SNL is in the house.
How far is the hotel from the comedy bay?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. 45 minutes before each show?
What's up? I mean, I guess you're going to be...
We can do a little...
How long do you want to be? Well, Becky's taking you, so she's...
Oh, okay. We can get that show up before the show.
Yeah, so she'll go together with
Does
you.
Does she have the car tonight?
Uh-huh. She's getting... I got her car from the airport on.
That's really nice.
Diane says she just wants to... Hi, Elizabeth. Lauren.
Hi, Elizabeth. Lauren.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that I enjoy Chris and his movies.
Thank you.
Most recently, DWTS. Thanks, Brian. You are welcome.
Yes.
Michael Sarecki in the house. Longtime friend from probably Biddy Basketball in Wakefield, Massachusetts. Tammy Lee, how are you?
Biddy Basketball.
Coach Brad Simpson. Hey, Liz. Paul Doucette, another Wakefield hometown boy. What's up?
I'm a hometown
boy. Hi, Mulaney.
That does not sound good.
If we're boring you, you can tell us.
We're not boring. We're very entertaining. We're waiting for a question.
Yeah, someone's going to... Chris was amazing in everything.
Chris was amazing on everything he's ever been in.
What's
Thank
up, dudes?
For being so specific. Thanks, Edward. That's a nice thing to say, though.
Ed's a fan of the club, too. He comes, like, every weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hi, Paul.
Paul, back in Wakefield.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Matthew, what's happening? Chris, do you see yourself doing another Night at the Roxbury, too?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
You're working on it kind of now.
We're talking. We're not working on it, but we're talking about
discussing.
It. Discussing.
It's in the discussions. Hey, Matt.
Matthew, got one.
David Garrity. Really What's this. Up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi, Elena.
Elena. Hi, Paul. Oh, that is awesome, yes.
Paul, Hi. Maybe you can make a cameo appearance in the new one.
Yeah, Paul. Maybe you can put on that crazy wig you always wear.
And if they need a captain, they're going to call me. Sean, what's up?
Don't you wear a crazy wig, Captain?
I'll wear anything if I'm in the movie.
But you have a crazy wig, like, on your Facebook.
I do.
Facebook? Yeah. Curly, fun curly
you
wig.
You saw that one?
Yeah, yeah, my sunglasses.
Yeah.
That curly wig.
That was funny.
You're very serious.
You said Matt's last name correct, Chris. Thanks.
I did?
We're going to 96K Rock right now. We're heading to, we just left the beat, and we're doing press in the morning on the radio, and my radar detector's going off with my laser jammers, so they can't catch us. Sorry, it's in the background. Ed saw you the last time you were here. The show was killer. That's awesome. He said he loved it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks. That means a lot. Thank you for saying that.
Paul says he'll be absolutely fabergasted if we invite him.
Live fiberglass.
Yes. Can't catch me rock, nerdy dog. January, there for 2 weeks. We will come visit the comedy club. Don't threaten me with a good time, Liz.
I threaten you with a good time. You will have a good time.
We're just driving a radio, going from one location to the next. This is the captain's log. Sam Boyd. What's the wildest Saturday Night Live after party you've ever been to?
The after party weren't that wild. But it was the after parties that were kind of wild. And, I don't know, they're all kind of fun. Horatio was always the one that got them together, and he'd hand out the secret, like, tickets that would say where the party was at.
Yeah.
And, but they're always the after parties. The after parties were like after the show would start around 1 a.m. and around 3, and then the after parties started around 3 a.m. going to like 7 a.m. But they'd be at like some bar that would stay open still for us specifically.
Was it just the cast, or did everyone get to invite people?
It was just the cast that would bring their friends.
You know? Yeah.
But, yeah, those were fun. Yeah, Jimmy and I would always go to those.
Who was the biggest party animal?
I don't know. Horatio, I guess. Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon is just fun no matter what he does.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Yeah, he's a good guy.
I picked him up one.
One of the best guys.
I picked him up one day in the car, and he's like, "Hey, what's going on? Do you have a guitar?" And I was like, "No, don't you play the guitar?" He's like, "Yeah, but I didn't bring one. I want to play one in my act."
Right.
I was like, "What? I don't have a guitar." He's like, "No problem. Let's just find like the closest guitar center. I'm sure if I walk in, they'll hook us up." He's like, "I'll sign every guitar that you give me if you let me use a guitar for the weekend." They gave us like 5 guitars.
Oh,
and he signed them all, and he's like, "Yeah, man, Jimmy Fallon."
That's funny.
It was pretty crazy. That was in West Palm Beach.
How long ago was that?
That was right before his show was on air, because he was working on
the late first one. He did the night show after he did late night.
It was right before he got late night.
Okay.
Because he was working on, like, he wanted to get back on stage with his stand up.
Okay.
He hadn't been on like live, you know, stages, so he wanted to make sure he came out and he's like, "What do you want me to? How long do you want me to do?" I'm like, "Man, I don't know. Want to do like 45 minutes to an hour?" He's like, "Yeah, we'll see how it goes." I was like, "How long's your set?" He's like, "I don't really have a set." He came out and did like 2 hours and got a standing O. It was like insane.
Oh, wow.
He never stopped.
Yeah, I bet. A friend of mine's here. You know Kimberly and Kim, those two girls? Remember what?
From the club?
Yeah, well, they go to the club.
Probably.
Kimberly, those two blonde girls. Two blonde girls. You probably know a lot of blonde girls. Kimberly and Kim.
They're coming out?
I mean, friends. Yeah, they're going to come on the show. Cool. Oh, I got to get tickets for tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like six?
Yeah. All right. Do you know Kevin Miller? He works for Saturday Night Live, SNL.
Kevin Miller? Yeah, sounds familiar. Does he work there now?
A girl, Elizabeth, who used to work for us, Liz, years ago, and now she's moved. Familiar. That's her cousin.
She said, hi, you know. Liz's cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. Hi, Liz's cousin.
All right, guys. We're getting ready to go on.
Oh, here we go.
We're getting close to the radio, so we're going to say goodbye to you.
Thanks, you guys, for saying hi.